Blog Talk Radio.
Does Donald Trump share political traits with the late President Harry Truman? Harry Truman was blunt, he was frank, and he told it like it was. He referred to the Democrats as the Republicans, as the do-nothing Congress. And people appreciated his bluntness and his freshness. In fact, the music critic of the Washington Post, I think his name was Paul Hume, insulted the piano playing of Margaret Truman. That was Harry Truman's only child, his daughter. And so Truman said he was going to kick him in his, and you can know where. Guess where? Anyway, Margaret Truman later married the New York Times editor Clifton Daniel and had four sons. A book has recently come out, written by one of them. And now the question is, does Donald Trump share these same character traits of bluntness, frankness, telling it like it is? He's a little bombastic, but, he wouldn't be the only one. We've had presidential candidates in the past who were bombastic and got elected. Now, the question is about Hillary and her supporters. Why is media avoiding the L word? And, you know, we've got lesbians who want and who come out and said they want a woman, a lesbian president. Well, they didn't say lesbian specifically, but the cognoscenti knew what they were talking about. Now, the other question is, this is the end of the war in Europe in 1945, and, of course, it was time for these people to be held accountable. And a question that's not been brought up, and it's one of the least explored areas of the Nazi history of World War II and of the Third Reich, and that is, did Nazi lesbians help run the concentration camps? They did horrible things to the male and women inmates of the concentration camps, and of course, a couple of them were tried and hung. So this is an area. More books have been written about World War II than any other war in world history. It's quite interesting. Now, also on this day, Himmler, who was the dreaded head of the SS and the head of the Nazi police, he dressed up. He shaved his. I think he had a false beard. He camouflaged himself as an ordinary soldier, but the British captured him. But he had some poison pills, and he took those rather than face trial and execution after his capture. Hitler's successor, Admiral Dönitz, the guy who, the brilliant submarine warfare expert, Hitler named him his successor after Hitler supposedly committed suicide. There's some questions at whether Hitler actually did. But we'll get into that another day. Anyway, Admiral Dönitz surrendered to the British, and he got a 10-year sentence, later wrote a book. Also on this day is the founding of the Northwest Mounted Police, the Canadian Mounties, who were their redcoats. And I have a rare interview that I did, and we'll bring that up on another day, probably Wednesday. And, of course, among the birth, deaths, and events relevant to us today, we had Edward Hitchcock, who was the first university professor of physical education. I think it was Amherst University. One of the great actors, he served in World War II like many Hollywood actors, Douglas Fairbanks, born in Denver, Colorado. Now, Herbert Marshall, a great, nice bass baritone voice, another actor. The architect who designed both Lincoln Center and the UN building, Max Abramovitz, born on this day. We also have Artie Shaw, the great clarinet player, jazz. He's actually Jewish ethnicity, and the name was Art Shawrisky, S-K-Y. So he anglicized it, like many people did who were Jewish heritage. Rosemary Clooney, another musician from that period. Her birthday is today. Among the deaths today, the famous, infamous pirate, Captain William Kidd, was captured and hung. John D. Rockefeller, who used to go around passing out dimes, that's part of very little of his Standard Oil wealth. He died at 97 years of age. I think the family was Baptist. And, of course, Himmler committed suicide. On this day also, Joan of Arc was captured, and they sold her to the English, who then tried her for heresy and witchcraft and burned her at the stake, and she was canonized a Catholic church. Then we have Benjamin Franklin, who invented bifocals on this day, and, of course, I don't know what that's about. Anyway, South Carolina on this day was the eighth state to ratify the Constitution. And in 1873, of course, Canada's Northwest Mounted Police was founded. In 1911, one of the best libraries in the world, New York City's public library, was dedicated by President William Howard Taft. He didn't break anything. He weighed over 300 pounds, I think 350 pounds. 1916 was one of the big battles at Verdun in France, Fort Douaumont, I believe. And the invention of the bell to rescue submariners. In 1939, the U.S. Navy submarine Squalus sank, and I forgot his name, the guy who went down in that invention to try to rescue some of those sailors. And, of course, Admiral Dönitz was arrested. In 1958, we're seeing this problem here in California of these Chinese who are closet communists. They claim to be progressive. Anyway, they had the Mao Tse-tung started his great leap forward, and he had the Red Guard who terrorized intellectuals and people. And in 1977, the U.S. Supreme Court refused the appeals of the Watergate, those who were convicted of Watergate, John D. Haldeman, the U.S. Attorney General, John Mitchell, and I forgot the other guy's name. They were known as the Germans, except for Mitchell. So these are the interesting events that happened on this day. And, of course, we're having this problem with Skype, and I don't know what else was going on. We are going to be back Wednesday. We'll see if we can get this problem resolved. And also, now the issue, maybe we'll play the Mounties. Let me see if I can bring that interview up. I interviewed a lady, black lady, who was a software engineer. It's very rare to see black women. And she wrote a book. I saw her at the, we saw her at the May 15th San Francisco Beta Bakers, and she had some interesting comments on naked men, old men running around without their clothes on. And, of course, she had some other interesting things. She's supporting not Hillary, but Bernie Sanders, which is interesting. And she's not the only black. In fact, in San Francisco, which was a hotbed for Hillary last time, It's hardly a Hillary sign shown around San Francisco, either in the windows or on the bumper stickers. This is a Bernie Sanders town, so far as the Democrats are concerned, and none of the mainline Democrats, Pelosi, Feinstein, Boxer, Burton, Brown, Ed Lee, a.k.a. Nero Lee, have come out openly for Hillary Clinton. This is interesting, nor for Bernie Sanders. So I guess they're waiting to see which way the guillotine is going to fall. Now, among the other questions brought up is growing scandals about in Hillary's past that I was told by an attorney, we worked on a case together, of women who are enablers for male predators and pedophiles. And then we had an infamous case about 20 years ago where a woman procured young boys for her husband. And they already had, the couple already had kids of their own. This guy owned a welding, a very profitable welding operation. And one of the boys that was procured for Louis, that's his name, demanded that Louis buy him a car. Louis refused, and so the kid, you know, very avaricious, went to the Contra Costa DA and complained that he had been sexually molested. And, of course, Louis was arrested, prosecuted, and lost his business, and ended up on in California's records as a sexual predator. This happens. Now, this has come out on Hillary that she was procuring the allegation, it seems to be credible that she procured some of those women who are accusing Bill Clinton of raping them and sexual molestation. So, and also the National Examiner wrote a huge article last week. Now, if these accusations, these statements are untrue, why hasn't Bill Clinton and why hasn't Hillary sued those publications and sued those people who have made those charges? And the women. And, of course, one of the women that the New York Times claimed to have interviewed as a rape victim claimed that wasn't the case at all. So that's where we're at with this. So there's this cover-up going on, and this is why some of the media refer to as media morons. We're finishing up the our digital publication, Rules for Reformers, which is a political antidote to Rules for Radicals, which Saul Alinsky wrote, a very good book, by the way, you know, for tactics. And, of course, Hillary Clinton was involved with Saul Alinsky, the communist, and who was also corrupt. He also was involved with Al Capone, and it's in the back of his book, Rules for Radicals. And I remember when I worked in the federal courthouse in Chicago, Seventh Circuit, that I met people who survived of that period of when the St. Valentine's Day massacre and when Al Capone was prosecuted successfully and sent to Alcatraz out here in San Francisco. In fact, if you come to San Francisco, you can see his cell. It's up on the second tier. In fact, we went and visited Alcatraz. I've never been there as a visitor anyway. And it's quite interesting. It's one of the things that one of the sites worth seeing in a city where it's becoming increasingly dangerous to be a tourist or even to live here. It was once, I think I can say this fairly, it was once a city where there was friendship, fun, and fraternity. And because of all the bullying, the browbeating, and the BS by these carpetbaggers who come to San Francisco thinking it's their sandbox, people are just getting really tired of it and are leaving. Even the Chronicle and several media had to admit that the lure of California is gone, and people are getting out because the state is being overregulated. It's being run by people who pass laws that don't apply to them or they won't apply to them to themselves. These legislators who are collecting these fat salaries. So anyway, we'll be back Wednesday. Hopefully, we get the Skype problem resolved. Excuse me. And so we're going to end right now with our usual politics and poker. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. We just put up in collaboration Black Lives Matter, another dimension of this, in which a San Francisco cop believed to be of Asian extraction helped a crippled black woman across the street during Bay of the Breakers. So go to Amicus Veritas YouTube, AMICUSVERITAS, and look for Bay to Breakers 2016 Black Lives Matter. It's a different different aspect of this Black Lives Matter. In fact, one of the questions that are not raised in the media is, what about these black children who are abused in foster care? What about these black youths, both men, male and female, more females, who are lured into prostitution and drugs and abused? And also there are other ethnic groups also that nobody's talking about. And what it should be is all lives matter. And, of course, the big scandal now is Hillary sucking up to Trayvon Martin's mother, who reportedly abandoned him. And also not brought up is the fact that Trayvon Martin, in that confrontation with Zimmerman, George Zimmerman, whose grandmother is African. You can see it in his looks. Anyway, that wasn't brought up by the morons in the media. Anyway, Trayvon Martin referred to Zimmerman as an ass cracker. That is a street term for a homosexual. And the question is, how did Trayvon Martin survive on the street? His parents abandoned him. Was he into drugs? Was he into boy prostitution or what? These questions are not answered, and they certainly are relevant, because this is what happens with these kids, that they end up in prostitution, drugs, and burglaries, all kinds of things. So, it'll come out eventually. You can only hide so much, so long, and so little. Excuse me. So we're going to play our usual politics and poker, our ending theme.
Say, Ben, want a hand?
Oh, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y? I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up. Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Say, I'm in. Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyushinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale? Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, play for a pot, that's me. Politics and poker, rubbing neck and neck, it's politics.
Gola will be back Wednesday at 3:30 Pacific Standard. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS. Good night. Stay safe.